Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We are here ready to give you some hot takes, aka unpopular opinions. And I'm going to do one disclaimer for this whole episode because we're not doing any more disclaimers. These are hot takes and they're unpopular, okay? So you don't have to agree with them. Mic drop. Suck on that. Wait, you were going to tell me something, JC, before. And then you're like, I'm going to save it for the podcast.
Oh, I mean, we can dive right on in. It's just that I started watching The Patient.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So
obsessed.
Good. Yes, it's so good.
Except it's terrifying.
It is.
You
terrifying.
Did lie to me. You were like, it's not really like scary. Like, no, it gives me bad feelings. But
okay, this last episode that went up.
Yeah.
The end was terrifying.
And they need to release the episodes right now. Waiting for 2 months to figure out what happens.
No, I hate that.
Especially
really
because the episodes are 20 minutes long. They're so short.
Yes. That's what I was saying. I'm like, I feel like they're so short. But it's like, it's so, I just love Steve Carell.
I do too.
And I think he's in, I'm just like, I just love this man.
I do too.
I'm glad you're watching it.
Yeah, it's great. Love it. Jordan and Kemper are visiting us right now, so we started watching with them. And you guys, if you haven't watched my TikTok of them pretend breaking into my car.
Oh my gosh, it is literally one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
It was the funny, I watched that video 100 times. I'm not joking, that day. I could not stop laughing.
He literally thought it was a stranger and he went into full on like dad mode.
Yes.
The snap is such a dad thing.
Snap was killing me.
Like, hey, what do you think you're doing?
I'm pretty sure in the video you can hear me laughing after he snaps. Like, you can hear my voice go. So Jordan and Kemper are some of our best friends. We are all going to Malibu this coming weekend, which we'll already be home from when this episode goes live, but for Leif's 30th birthday. And he knew that they were coming on the Malibu trip, but they had texted me privately and they're like, we really want to hang out with you guys because we haven't seen you in so long. And like, we just want to get time with you. Can we come a little bit early, like, and just stay with you guys for a few days before Malibu? And I was like, of course, that'd be so fun. And then Jordan was like, let's surprise Leif. Like, don't tell him. And I was like, okay, cute. Love it.
Fun.
And then his idea, like his first idea, he's like, maybe Kemper and I can be dressed up as old people and like walking down the street and you'd be like, Leif, we have to help them, like slow down or whatever. And I was like, what if he doesn't? Like, what if he's just like, JC, we're in a hurry or something and like won't let me? I was like, I could see that going bad. And then we were going to meet at that same coffee shop that we were at when with the prank that we did end up doing. And they were going to be kind of like dressed up a little bit. And Jordan was just going to like run into Leif kind of hard and be like, whoa, like, and just cause us a little bit of a scene and see Leif's reaction. And then he would notice that it was Jordan and be like, what the heck? But we landed on breaking into the car, our little vintage convertible, which I think was really
a good one.
So basically, we parked the car outside a coffee shop and Jordan and Kemper got a rental car.
How did you park the car in sight from the store?
So,
because you obviously weren't driving.
No. So that was a very lucky and like weird situation that we've never parked in that location or in that spot ever when we go to that coffee shop.
Because I was like, that would actually be kind of hard to be like.
No, but what the original plan was, so I kind of diverted from the plan once we were inside. The original plan, that coffee shop has kind of a big parking lot. I didn't want him to see them from inside. We wanted it to be like we're coming out to the car and they're in it. And then I start recording.
Yeah.
But we were in perfect view of the car. The stars kind of aligned. Like Leif was like, I kind of want to try this shirt. And they were like, okay, we're pulling up right now. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. Because this coffee shop is like also a like a little shop.
Mm-hmm.
So Leif went into a dressing room and was like on his own. And so I'm texting them. And I'm like, okay, we're almost ready.
This is perfect.
Yes, it was perfect. And then we're walking around and I see them get into the car. And then I like, it's a perfect view out the window.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Leif, someone is in our car. And he turns around. He's just silent. And he just hands me his stuff silently because he's holding some stuff. And he just starts walking out super fast to the car. You just need to go watch the video because I don't want to explain everything. Funny. But it's so funny. I was telling Leif, I've never seen him in a situation like this.
Yeah.
So I was very curious.
Was he terrified? Like, if you actually think, like, there's robbers, like.
I don't know. He seemed very calm.
He seemed like a dad, like, how stupid could you guys be, like, to them?
But you don't want to know what, like, was not really captured in the video that I think is so funny is Jordan full on brought wires like to look like he's hot wiring the car. So he had wires exposed. Like, and Leif was like, I was so confused. And then I got up and I just see him doing this with the wires. And he's like, it sold me. I was like, he's literally going to take the car right now. Like, he was fully convinced it was real.
And the wires.
And he's like,
where did he get wires?
He brought them from home. He flew with them on the plane. He's like, I'm shocked they didn't get confiscated. Literally bare wires like shooting out. And Leif also, he's like, I remember thinking, like, that guy's pretty big. Like, I'm going to have to literally, like, grab him and, like, throw him out of the car. Yeah. And he's also, like, I remember literally thinking, like, they have good style. Like, what is happening? Because I was, like, not someone robbing the car in New Balance 550s. Like, Jordan had on, like, new Balances.
Stop. I'm absolutely dead.
It was hilarious. Anyway, go watch the video on my TikTok. Leif went into full dad mode. But he realized pretty quickly, like, He I think, was like, okay, this is not, like, what is happening? This is not real. Once he got close, very close to them.
Yeah.
But it was one of the funniest things.
The snap had me absolutely dead. Literally was like a dad, like, getting his kids in trouble. Yes. Like, hey.
And that's what, like, does to, like, lady. Like, I'm like, get off that and, like, snap. Or just to get attention, someone's attention.
Screaming.
I was done. He's like, I was literally just trying to warn them, like, that I was there. Like, hey, like, I see you. But they didn't turn around. And Jordan just has his head down like this with the wires.
I don't usually, when a TikTok's funny, like, I'll be like, haha, you know, like, in my head. But I was literally LOLing. I was like, Nick, you have to watch this. I'm screaming.
Oh, my gosh.
Just the calm, like, not many people I know would be, like, would act that calm in that situation.
And I'm like, it just proves to me over and over. Like, people are like.
I would be laughing.
Yeah, you would be.
I would start laughing and walk out there and be like literally dying laughing. They'd be like, what is happening?
You truly would. And I probably would too, honestly. I don't know what the heck I would do. He was asking me what I would do. And I was like, I don't know. I'd probably just be scared. Like, I don't think I would be confronting them like that.
Robbers work in the dark.
Yeah. They be thieves at night, unfortunately. Yeah.
And they do get away with it.
Seriously. After that, Leif probably did believe that it was real after all the car robberies recently. But yeah, it was so quite funny. And also Jordan and Kemper were saying, they're like, it was kind of terrifying doing that in the first place because they're in broad daylight and there's people around. So they're like, we're literally like, someone's going to come up and be like, and freak out on us. Like, they are fully dressed.
Someone pulls a gun on them.
Yeah, because they had masks on and sunglasses and like hats.
Yeah.
Kemper had a huge like handkerchief over her. I told her, I'm like, you better cover them arms, girl. That's a dead giveaway. You guys just in such good shape. Like, you got to cover your whole body.
If I saw them, I didn't know who it was, I would not even approach the car. I'd be like, take the car, honestly.
Literally.
You deserve it. For your hard work and dedication, you deserve this car.
Literally. I see that cross my body. Just take it and run, honestly. Anyway, it was so funny, and it's been fun having them in town. We watched The Patient together with them, yeah. And we're like, we're not. How are we?
Terrified.
Yeah, it was sketchy, but also, like, it's kind of like a heavy show.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's like a psychological thriller.
Yeah, but it's good anyway.
Yeah, but I meant like it's not like scary like
horror film. And
I hadn't watched the third episode. I feel like the third episode was like
the worst of all so far. Yeah, but you guys should watch it if you're into like that stuff, like thrillers, true crime. I mean, I'm hooked. For sure watching the rest of it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Anywho, that's like really my only life update. Do you have anything you wanted to share?
No, I think my life update's the same as yours. We're going to Malibu this weekend, but it will be the first time we're leaving Case, and I am a little anxious. Nick was like, we were talking about how we both experience anxiety in different ways, mm-hmm. where it's like, I have been, when I feel anxiety, I overprepare. Like, I, like, get busy where I'm like, okay, I'm setting up everything perfectly for my mom. Like, I'm going above and beyond making lists to make sure everything is, like, literally perfectly in order.
Is that why you've been in your Marie Kondo era also?
Well, like, I think so.
Psychologically or what's
the probably, wrong that's what I was saying to Nick. I'm like, I probably, like, subconsciously was, like, wanting to keep busy. Because Nick was like, I'm getting, like, anxious about it. Like, I'm starting to be like, okay, like, we've never left him overnight before. Yeah. And I was saying, but I also, it's my mom. So I, like, just trust my mom so much.
Yes.
Like, and also I know I could call her literally anytime and bug
her. A million
her
times a day.
And boss her around where I could be like,
yeah.
Hey, can you do this? Please don't do this, you know.
For sure.
So, and also, Nick was we're like, so I close. Am debilitated, so I can't do anything.
Really?
Well, we were just saying we are different. Like, he's like, I'm just sitting, stirring in my thoughts, and I'm like, no, I'm moving.
Yeah, moving and grooving.
Yeah.
Oh, man, but something
won't be far.
Something about that mic that you're on ain't right, girl.
No, it's like static.
What is happening? We were just saying.
Radioactive. Wait, I have to, that leads me into my first hot take.
Okay.
And then you can say what you're going to say. Someone said Demons by Imagine Dragons is like one of my favorite songs. No one can know.
It's where my demons hide.
Honestly,
a banger.
And so is Radioactive. Like, let's not pretend that they're not amazing songs.
Yeah.
They've just gotten to like Nickelback status where it's like.
Yes.
And also, let's not pretend Nickelback isn't like also.
How
unfortunate. Do they want to hit? Wait, that's not even Nickelback.
How unfortunate for those. Dance. Groups or bands to just be like cool.
Like we're the like targeted
the,
ones.
Yes, we're the targeted, like, I don't even know what the word is, but just like cringe. Yeah. Cringy bands. Yeah. Like goodbye. Honestly, kind of an honor.
Yeah. They're making millions.
That's facts. Should we get on into the hot takes?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Sorry though, what did you forget your thought?
Oh no, I think I was just gonna keep talking about you guys leaving Case, but I was just saying it's good that it's I feel like this is a good dipping the toes in because it's not for like sure. You're leaving the state or the country or something.
No, and it's not long at all.
Yeah, but it's I really understand. Not. Literally, yeah. Me leaving Lady, I almost.
Yes.
Sometimes I legitimately almost cry leaving Lady. It's so I can only imagine.
I know. And we'll be leaving Sophie. She, I don't know how she feels about boarding. Like she.
Is she going to boarding or?
Yeah, she's going to boarding because my mom, I don't trust that woman with the gray tane. I don't trust. Honestly, anybody with Sophie to like watch Sophie unless it's a boarding place.
Really?
Just because she's so big. Like to take her out on a walk, if she starts running, you're gone. Like you have to be, unless someone else has a big dog.
Yeah, you have to be very prepared and in the know.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, and also I don't, it's just a lot to take care of a dog and baby and
yeah. True.
So she's going to go to boarding and play with her friends and have the time of her life.
Nice.
Anyways, should we get into these?
Yeah, let's get on in.
Okay, my first hot take, and again, no disclaimers.
Okay, we're sharing our own first.
Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta figure out the straw thing. Paper straws suck so
bad. Paper straws are trash.
They are not it. Like, we have to figure something else out.
No, Leif and I, we just went and got drinks the other day in the morning, and... We're walking home with like I had a chai. And I was drinking out of a paper straw and it like broke in the middle. Like, have you ever had them like kind of come apart?
Yes.
So I couldn't suck through it. And it was literally like disintegrating. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I could not even drink my drink. I had to take the top off, but I was holding Lady's stuff and I'm like, this is so annoying.
It's
but also
honestly torture.
It is. But Leif and I were saying it also did inspire us to bring. We have like reusable cups and we just forget them. And I'm like, we need to start bringing our reusable cups.
Yeah.
So we don't have to deal with this because paper straws are trash.
Yes. Or just a straw at least.
The just bring your straw. Own straw. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. This is probably another major hot take, but aren't straws like not even really the issue here? Like people are always like, don't use plastic straws. And it's like, but there's so many other like way worse things of plastic that we should be worrying about.
And you know what else is like so honestly like douchey of restaurants to do is they'll have both available and it'll be like, ask for a plastic straw. Like, oh, you're making us give you a plastic straw. It's like, you don't have to buy them. Like, if you, like, don't make us be the douchebag and be like, yeah, can I have a plastic straw?
Just, like don't offer them, you're saying?
Yes. Like, they'll be like, it's like the, there's this meme about, like, all these huge companies that will do these, like, you know, when you buy this phone from us, we'll donate 0.0001% to not taking down the Amazon or something.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, but we're buying the phone that's, like, literally destroying the planet.
Right.
And they'll be like, the meme is like, help us stop us from ourselves. Like
literally.
It's so twisted. No sense. Also,
there's life is full of hypocrisy though. And that's what I'll say is like,
yes,
we can't even talk about it because there's so many things. It's like, I'm literally buying a reusable straw from Amazon.
Yes.
And it's like that in and of itself
exactly
is hypocrisy.
100%. Like, that actually was one of the hot takes I had written down is, everyone and everything is a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
And you just exist in
in a hip-hop-hippity-hocracy.
Literally. What is happening?
Chelsea's whole, her whole headphones just popped off.
There's this song that I sing to Case. I'm learning how depressing children's songs are and how eerie they are as well.
Oh, there's Ring Around the Rosies?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I'll start singing. I'm like, I can't be singing this to you. Like, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetops, when the tree falls, the cradle will something, the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, that will go baby, cradle and all. I'm like, I will not be singing that to you.
Oh,
that is terrifying.
I haven't even thought about that.
And there's this other song, it's like, it's about bunnies, and it's Miss Rachel sings all the time, and I have it on in the car, and it's like, see the bunny sleeping till it's nearly noon.
It's a scary one?
No, but it sounds scary, doesn't it? Case loves it. I'm like, what is wrong? It's like, see the bunny sleeping till it's nearly noon. Shall we wake them with a merry tune? They're so still. Are they ill? Wake up soon.
Are they ill?
Yes. It's like,
why?
Because they're so still. Like, what kind of thought goes into these songs? They're terrifying.
Okay, this is a completely random side note that I was meant to mention in the beginning. I took a Pilates class today and I walked out and Chelsea was there at like doing a separate thing than me.
Yeah.
At the studio, and she's never come to this like specific spot, to my knowledge.
Like,
it was a jump scare. Like seeing you in public when I didn't expect to see you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's happened just once before, like at the grocery store, something like that. And it is literally a jump scare. Like we were literally wearing the same outfit. We were wearing all black. And I just like looked at you and I was like, what are you doing here?
I'm here. Just follows you.
No, it was the funniest like interaction.
It was like, I mean, you do go there often, but not every day, like a couple times a week even. So it's like, and the time that I picked to go
was random.
I went to a private session because my apps are separated. So I need tender, loving care.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it in the lobby. And when I pulled up, I saw your car and I was like, what the? Like, oh, I bet JC's here for her class. And then, yeah, I kind of expected to see you.
That is so funny. I was not expecting. I literally go bye to the girl. She's like, look who I have. And I turn around. It's you. I literally like glitched. I was like, I don't know why I'm so shook.
No,
like
that
seeing
is a
each
jump
other
scare.
Out in the wild.
Yes.
When we just like didn't know that was the plan.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, did I just say plan? I'm terrified. I don't know if I did.
I'm dead.
I need
remember.
To rewind.
I'm like, I don't listen to what you say.
Cool. Anyway, that was a funny thing
that
I thought
funny.
Of today. I was like, I feel like we always kind of know, not our exact schedules,
yes.
but it's like, if we're going somewhere, we'll text like, hey, I'm going to this coffee shop. You can meet me there. Whatever, like often. And
yes.
so to just see each other in the wild was so funny. Anyway.
That was funny.
Okay. My first hot take that, I don't know if it's so hot, but I'm beginning to think for some shocking reason it is. Going out in your workout clothes, like after a workout to a restaurant or coffee shop, or whatever, is not weird.
No, I don't think so.
I have seen so many people lately talking about how they feel like so, they're like I'm just going to do it. Like, I'm going to, after my Pilates class, like, I'm just going to go to the coffee shop in just my sports bra and my leggings. Shop. I'm like, wait.
I'm even like lunch or dinner. And I'm like,
no, even that I would do. That.
But like a coffee shop, like it's almost weird if you're like dressed up to go to a coffee shop.
That's what I think. But I think it's just where we live. Because even Kemper was saying, she's like, oh my gosh, I went to a coffee shop and a girl was literally in like sports bra and leggings. And I was like, I love it here. Like, because that wouldn't happen where they live. And I'm like,
oh, that's all I see.
So is it just our environment? Because
someone, what a California thing.
Someone else on TikTok was posting like, I always feel so weird like running errands when I'm in my workout set, but like I always have to put a sweatshirt on or something. And I'm like, okay. I just do not feel weird at all about that. I've never even thought about that until I saw that.
I can see that actually in other places because I feel like that's such an LA, like LA conditions you that's like totally fine. Like you'll see people grocery shopping in LA in like literally a swimsuit. Like they'll be wearing a swimsuit and like.
And barefoot.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen in other places as much. Like, I don't know. I think people are a little bit more. What's happening
to my
mic microphone?
Is going nuts.
It's literally giving me a robot voice. Awesome. I know. Maybe it's my phone or something.
It is time to upgrade the equipment.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. That would be kind of sad.
I know. But
psych. I'm in my throwing out era.
Yeah, so. I'm in my Marie Kondo era. Yeah. Goodbye. Does not bring me joy, the robot voice. Yeah. So I think it might be just the environment we're in. We're very used to it because I've been seeing content specifically about it recently. I was like, that is so interesting. I've never thought twice about that.
No.
I'm like, cool. Am I a weirdo? Like, are people like, what the freak are you doing? You're sports bra at the store.
That is interesting.
Because I also will grocery shop like that all the time.
I don't think about that. Many times I wear like normal clothes to the grocery store. Like I always am wearing like athleisure.
Yeah.
At least. Maybe a sweatshirt and like shorts or something. But
yeah. Same.
Like sometimes I won't even have worked out before. I'll literally put on workout stuff to go to the grocery store. Like literally. Go run errands.
Same.
So that is literally hot take. Also, it's so hot here, you guys. We're in a heat wave.
I wasn't going to mention anything, but I would love to complain. It is so hot here. And the reason I feel like it's okay to complain is because we grew up in Arizona. We know heat. Like, I'm very used to it. But I think what makes it jarring is that it's not normally super hot here.
No.
But it's very hot right now, like actually 100 degrees.
Yes.
Like it's.
The thing is.
And there's no AC anywhere. Yes. So it's extremely uncomfortable.
The thing is, people here are not prepared for heat.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
In Arizona, where we used to live, and other places where it does get hot, people are very much prepared. So you have pools. You have like all these things that, you know, your AC unit, you have to have central AC, you know, all of these things.
Yes.
Here, people have cars that don't have ACs. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, most people don't have a central AC
unit
in their house.
No.
So they're like literally shook by this heat.
Yes. And we've gotten like notifications on our phone that's like, don't use power, like don't use unnecessary power or else there'll be a blackout. Like there's an excessive heat wave, like stay inside. It's just crazy. Anyway, hopefully that'll be over soon. But the good news is the place we're going in Malibu, it will be very hot there as well, but it has AC.
Okay, nice.
So that'll be nice. And it has a pool.
That is good.
So we will survive. Is it your turn?
I think I'm a girl's girl, but girls are so much meaner than guys, I think. I think especially to other girls. Like, I rarely see guys being as, like, cruel to other guys as I am seeing women to other women.
For sure.
In every space.
Here's the thing. I'm glad you brought it up because I've been dying to talk about it for a hot minute. I did make a TikTok video about this concept, which we've actually spoken about before, probably on the podcast, but this girl commented on one of my videos and she was like, I'm sorry, but you need to be humbled. And it got like likes on it. And I was replying to it, but I didn't post it because my pride got the best of me. No, I really try just not give like things like that any energy, but I will be speaking about it on the podcast.
It's like writing a letter
and not sending it. Yes. So I made the TikTok and I didn't post it, which I do very often, but I will talk about it here to my VVGs. It's the same concept. And I saw the reason I felt the need to make the video in the first place is because I saw this at play on TikTok this very day that this happened, where she said, you need to be humbled. So I saw this video of this girl and she's just this cute girl. She has braces and she was making like a makeup transition video. So she like didn't have makeup on, and then it transitioned to her wearing a little bit more makeup and like in a different outfit. And the sound was, I can take your man if I want to, but yeah, lucky for you, I don't want to, whatever. And she did that anyway. And all the comments were, and she was like very confident in the video. Yeah. Like, I can take your man if I, you know, but she was also having fun.
Yeah.
The comments were ripping her to shreds. They're like, no, you couldn't. Like, where did you get this confidence? Like, ooh, who's going to tell her? Like, very, very harsh, horrible comments. And I just thought, okay, it's like we've talked about before. If it was reversed and she made a video saying, I just don't feel cute today, but I'm going to try and do my makeup on to feel more pretty. And she did her makeup and put on an outfit and was like, I don't know, I just don't feel confident.
Oh, everyone would be like praising
yep,
her.
Yep. Everyone would be like, go off, queen. You look amazing. Like being so kind to her. And what was the difference? That she was acting confident in the video. And then there were also comments like that. Like, she, like someone needs to be humbled. Huh? And I'm like, okay, no, 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 no. This is what we're not going to do. Like, as girls, we're all on the same team. Like, we should not be tearing each other down. And even if you think that, like, she needs to be humbled or whatever, I don't know. It's, again, you're allowed to have your opinions. But a lot of times, you're just being mean.
Yes.
You're not being helpful or critiquing something that's actually going to help someone. You're just being mean.
How, like, I would love to know a time when humbling someone, quote unquote, actually helps that person in the long run. Never ever in my life have I experienced someone trying to humble me or saying something that's like, you know, you need to be brought down to earth. Like, did that ever increase my, you know, confidence level or increase my happiness or increase my positive experiences of life? Like, that is never, it doesn't also make you humble either. It makes you,
it almost makes you the opposite.
Yeah, it makes you like, I don't know. It doesn't do what people think it does. No. Like, they think that they're going to say, you're not that cute. And then you're going to be like, oh, you're right. Like, I'm not that cute. Oh, well, like, you know, and just move on with your day and be like, I don't know. And then also it's like, how does that affect your life?
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you, sure, there are people that are arrogant in this world or who, whatever, if you think they need to be humbled, the best thing you can do is not engage with them.
Yes.
The best thing you can do to someone who you think needs to be humbled is ignore their existence completely. Yes. So that will humble them, actually. Mm-hmm. Not giving them more attention.
Yeah.
And
most of the time, I would say 98% of the time, it doesn't affect your life at all.
No.
When someone is arrogant.
No.
Maybe they annoy you for a second. It's like, okay.
I actually am feeling very regretful in this moment because I wish I would have commented on her video and been like, you look so good. Like, because that, I didn't. I just kept scrolling. Like, I forgot to make a point of doing that. But I'm like, I will be doing that from now on because that pisses me off. Like, no, don't make someone's day worse. And I'm not talking about the girl who said humbling me. I'm talking about the people who are being super mean to this other little cutie angel. But
I think, sorry, I just cut you off.
No, I was just saying, like, I've found that as a common thread in my content as well. If I'm ever vulnerable about being insecure about something, everyone's so nice. And then the second I'm, first of all, like, if I joke about being like my chin or being perfect or being like, yep, it literally solved all my issues. Like, you know, people will say stuff like that. It's like, you need to be humbled. Like, you're not, I don't know. And I'm just like, okay, first of all, that's a joke, but I'm not going to explain that. This is the year of not explaining humor to people or like my sense of humor to people. Yeah. That's what I've been trying to do. If I make a joke and it doesn't land with someone, I'm just like, I'm just going to move on. Like, yes, there's nothing 100%. I need to say. But yeah, number two, I'm like, cool. I've been insecure for a large part of, you know, certain aspects of myself I've been so insecure about. And then I'm finally confident about them. And then you're like, you need to be humbled.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Why can't I just be thriving and happy?
I was not happy when I was being, quote unquote, humble.
Yes. And also, humble is not even...
That's not the definition of humble.
That's not the definition of humble. Like,
low self-esteem is not the definition of humble.
Preach. Like, that is very important.
Yeah.
Someone can be thriving, happy, confident, successful, and still be a humble person.
Yes.
By the way, it's like,
I feel like humble is more about gratitude and, like, honestly, just acceptance of other people. It has nothing to do with, like, I don't know. This conversation is making me so mad because it's just like, I also don't want to, I don't know, make it so that it's like, okay, women are so mean to other women, so men should be just as mean to other men. That's not what I'm saying at all. Like, I think...
Wait, what was the unpopular opinion? what is the unpopular opinion in the first place? Oh, that,
that I was saying that women are meaner to other girls and guys yes, to other girls.
For sure.
Okay, for example, especially this happens a lot of the times, and like I've made jokes about this as well, with men who, you know, are good fathers versus like women who are, you know, mothers. And they're like, dads don't have to do that much to be like considered a really good dad.
Right.
And there's these like all these memes, and I think I've talked about it on the podcast, but it'll be like dad bringing home fast food, and it's like fun dad, and then mom's, it's like the mom doing the exact same thing, bringing home fast food, and it's like lazy mom.
Oh my gosh, I'm terrified.
Yes. And then it's
that's
like
so true.
The dad's picking up the kid from school in like the pickup line, and they're like an involved dad, and the mom's picking up from school, it's like just a run of the mill mom. Like the mom, then when the dad does something like over the top or like just does something, it's like, oh, you know,
yes,
so amazing. I made a TikTok that someone literally, I was sitting down eating one time at a coffee shop, and Nick was with Case. He like had picked up Case, and I was just like walking around the coffee shop because we were outside with him, and some lady came out and didn't know that I was there, and was like, saw Nick carrying Case and was like, oh, so cute, like are you on daddy duty today? And I literally, he sat down, I'm like, daddy duty? That's called being a parent.
It's like, called being a father. Excuse me?
Ever imagine someone coming up to me while I'm holding my baby and be like, are you on mommy duty today? It's like, no.
Yeah, and every other day of my life.
Yeah, it's like people don't say that, no, because that's just it. And I feel like that's not me saying like we should, you know, not appreciate men who do things. Because even like when I will say like Nick is such a good dad. He's like such a, you know, he does all like so many things. He goes above and beyond for Case. And I really do believe that. But I just think we should give moms more credit. Not like, okay, take dad's credit down. Like, right, let's give moms more credit. You know
for
what I
sure
mean? To even the playing field. It's like when moms change all the diapers, let's just not have it be like, that's just mom's job. It's like, that's
like,
awesome.
Thank you for doing that. That's yes, great. Exactly. And I think, did you see Amber posting about something kind of like this?
Yeah.
She was saying how people will always be like, you're so lucky to have David, like how just like mm-hmm, he's so helpful and whatever. And she's like, okay, and I work 24/7. Yeah. Why is no one ever asking him or telling him like, you're so lucky to have Amber, like mm-hmm, you're so lucky to have a wife that works. It's like the respect like doesn't really go both ways,
no,
very unfortunately in our society. I think it's getting there.
Yeah.
I think it's, but even people, well, I can't relate to the parent thing, but people would comment that even on that video that I did of like us me reacting to my old travel blogger era photos. I'd be like, Leif was behind me on this swing in Paris taking this photo of me. And a ton of the comments would be like, you're so lucky like that Leif would do that for you. And I'm like, and he's also lucky that he's getting yeah, paid mm-hmm, to travel the world. Like,
yes,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, why is it always like that? Where
no,
it's like, you're so lucky to have a guy who literally does his job.
Yes.
100%. Why is he not lucky that I have like also given all these opportunities? You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, 100%. It's like, I know. It's just, again, I don't want to make it so that we like start bringing men down by any
no,
means. I think it benefits everyone when we just bring everybody up. It's like, I just notice, it's so hard for me not to notice. And I'm actually trying to work on this because it doesn't do me any favors. Like, it's so hard for me not to notice things like that where it's like, okay, I'm not getting, as a woman, the same things that like, I'm not getting treated the same way that like, you know, these guys are getting treated or whatever. Because I grew up also with brothers and I feel like I always noticed that from a young age because my brothers had different rules than I did. Like mm-hmm, they were able to go out more than I was, and because I was a girl. And it's like, again, it's just because
it's hard not, it's like you're saying, you don't want to harp on it and you don't want to be like toxic in the way that it's like, I don't know,
where it just
overkill.
I don't want it to take up that much of my energy.
Right. Well, I'm even talking about us talking about it on the podcast because
oh,
I feel like things like this come up often
yeah,
where it's like, you know, when I was talking about the period stuff and how it's like, oh, we cater to men's cycles most of the time, like in society and
yeah,
whatever. But it's like you're saying, it's just kind of hard not to notice it sometimes.
Yes.
Like once you start to notice it, you're like, oh, shiz. There's
yes,
so many things that just.
Exactly. It should make you. And this is how I feel like I've been trying to twist it, is like, it's making me want to appreciate other moms more, or like women more when they do things. It's like, let's just bring each other up. Again, the patriarchy is getting you guys sometimes in the name of feminism. Like, women will
right,
bring other women down as well. And it's like, that's not the vibe.
This
here,
is
okay?
not the vibe.
We're trying to bring each other up. We're trying to all, like, you know, like even girls who came up with the term pick me. That's being pick me in of itself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's like, they're like, oh, you're trying to get like picked by these guys. Like, oh my gosh, that's so desperate. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're being a pick me by doing that.
Right.
Like, just be fine with them being. Can you like blame them?
Right. For that's, wanting.
That's their survival
for
method.
Wanting love yeah. and like validation.
Yeah. For
you
wanting,
probably want the same.
For wanting attention.
Yeah.
It's so
don't
stupid.
We all want some attention sometimes?
Yeah.
Well.
Anyways.
Well.
So it'd be nice goodbye, to other girls.
Be nice. I completely agree. And unfortunately, I was looking up the definition of humble because you're like, humble does not equal low self-esteem. And it's like, humble, an adjective, having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. I'm like, great. When it literally right. does mean having low self-esteem. Cool. Being humble should actually never be a goal then.
No, but importance is not the same as self-esteem. Because importance true. Is not the same as value.
True, true, true.
Because important means I'm like, it's almost like superiority.
True, okay.
So it just means like, I don't think I'm better than everybody else. It's just like knowing that you are valuable. Because
but
that's
the problem
your ego.
Is,
anytime you think you're better or worse than anybody, it's your ego. And that's...
Right, but I'm like, this is what the problem is. People think when you act confident in a TikTok, that automatically means you're not humble and you think you're better than everyone else.
Yeah, which is not true.
Right.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. It's like, yeah. which is kind of an annoying assumption.
Yes.
It's like, just because I feel pretty one day yes. and like say something about it does yes. not mean now that I think I am
better
the most
than other people.
Pretty and better than every other girl in the world.
Yeah. That's just other people bringing themselves into the equation. Which is true. Easy to do. It's like if someone else, you feel threatened by them. So you bring yourself into the equation. It's like me thinking that I'm awesome doesn't mean that I think
to do
I'm
with
better
you.
Than you.
Yeah.
You could be great. I don't know. I also saw this
I don't
girl.
Know, I don't care.
I saw this girl on TikTok. She's like, I always see everybody saying like, I can't complain. She's like, why don't you try a little harder? She's like, I'm sure you could think of some things. She's like, yeah. She's like, well, people are always like, well, you know, other people have it worse. She's like, a lot of people have it better as well. She's like, I'm sure you go with something.
100. Like, literally. That is actually so funny.
You know we're talking about Macy's. VVGs, assemble. It's time to go to Macy's. It's fall time. And Macy is serving up the quintessential palette for autumn. Spicy nutmeg, warm pumpkin, and fallen leaves. If you want to bring an extra dimension to your harvest hues, Macy has got you covered. There's lots of ways that we can transition into fall and different, you know, things that make a season feel special, right? And that's getting maybe some new fall outfits that you feel super comfortable in that are a little more warm or keep you a little warmer. Getting some new stuff for around the house that feels a little more cozy. I've been purchasing some like home decor, just a few little things that feel a little bit more cozy vibes for the upcoming season. But for all the inspo you need, visit macys.com/ownyourstyle.
Macy's really does have so many different brands you guys need. You can go get beauty stuff. You can get clothes. You can get home decor. You can get appliances. Anything that you need, Macy's is your one-stop shop. And also if you need a little help, you know, sometimes it's hard to pick out an outfit for yourself, you know, maybe for the upcoming event or family get together. Well, Macy's has a personal stylist that can help you get your look together. So you can either go in store or from the comfort of your own home. Best of all, it's totally free. So you can head on over to macys.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. That's macys.com/personal stylist. Go check it out.
Fall time is coming right around the corner. And you know what we got? The Pura Smart Fragrance Diffuser, guys. This is game changing, especially if you love a cozy space that smells good, which I was just telling Chelsea, where we podcast, we're trying to make it a vibe for the fall, okay? We want like cozy vibes. We want it to smell good. We want it to feel comfy in here and make it special. And I think some scents at Pura, it might just do the trick. Because fragrance can really change the energy and the atmosphere of a space, you know, enhance your mood. And now you can customize and control your home's scent right from your phone. It's very nifty. Pura partners with some of the top perfumers and luxury fragrance brands from around the world like Capri Blue, Anthropology, Nest New York, Day, and so many more. Basically, if you love like Anthropology scents or Capri Blue, but you want it to last long and be able to literally control the intensity and all of that from your phone, Pura is for you. It's also just this tiny, like, little white device that is, you know, it doesn't throw off the aesthetic of a room, which we really appreciate, because sometimes some of these little inventions that people do, they're not vibing, if you will, with the rest of the home decor.
Pura usually never offers site-wide discounts, but they gave us the code WHATWESAID20 for an additional 20% off site-wide. And you can stack the code on subscriptions, which will make them 50% off, the largest discount on subscriptions ever. Or use the code for 20% off just a one-time purchase on fragrances, plus the Pura Smart Fragrance Diffuser. Go check it out, and it will be in the show notes.
Okay, I had one last hot take to share, which also goes down a whole rabbit hole. And this is going to be a doozy. Social media is good for our mental health in a lot of ways.
Okay.
I wasn't going to add the last part, but I had to, because the truth is it is also very bad for you in a lot of ways. And we have to acknowledge that. But we were talking today at lunch, and we were talking about how kind of just like the difference in our parents' generation and their parents and their parents, and it just like goes up. And I was saying, I really feel like from my experience, our generation is becoming so much more open-minded, open to talking about vulnerable topics. And I think that is largely in part to social media and people sharing their experiences. And I think that is so powerful. Like, I think the fact that people are open about therapy and their struggles that they've had, and I feel like it's just going in this direction where, sure, yes, there are negative parts to that as well, for sure. But I'm just talking about this one perspective, I guess, is like, I feel like a lot of our parents' generation may have been like, oh, we kind of brush things under the rug. Like, we need to maintain an image in our family. Like, we don't, you know, if you go to therapy, it's like hush hush, like it's very taboo. There's certain topics that were just so much more taboo that now are just not a big deal.
Because you know actually what's the other people are going through, you mean? Like, because you see other people are going to therapy, so you're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal that I go to therapy.
Exactly. And so I think social media in that way has been good for, like, I guess I'll speak for myself, for my mental health, to see that, like, we can talk about these things. And I listen to so many podcasts that uplift me and make me feel more confident and inspire me and make me feel educated on certain topics. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. Like, I think that our, yes, there's always going to be ups and downs with every generation or things that are good and bad, of course. But I think the fact that we are becoming more open-minded and open to talking about these types of topics that even 10 years ago would have been like, ooh, you do not talk about that on the internet or in public. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like how we always talk about people. It's like the thing that you love the most about somebody, their best attribute, also happens to be their, like, sometimes their most annoying attribute, which probably is just the same, like you're saying, for social media. It's like, because we have access to so many things, it's the best part of social media, because we're so open and we know we're connected in so many different ways, which is also, like you said, the flip side of it is some of the negative, but you can't have one without the other.
Exactly.
So you're right. Like, we do focus on the, you know, how it's not good most of the time, but we don't, you know, maybe give it credit.
Right.
We need to give social media the credit she deserves.
Right.
She's feeling underappreciated.
She is. And it really is all your perspective. And again, no, how many times we're literally like, throw your phone away, unsubscribe from everyone. Yeah. So it's like, I totally, of course, see the negative sides. I, trust me, I get it. But I just think that there's a lot of good too. And that I do think it will greatly affect, like, the coming generation as well. Mm-hmm. Because I do think that a lot of, like, my friends, I guess, like, are really, I feel like, striving to, like, break patterns in their family or kind of work through really hard experiences that they've had as a kid, that, again, this, that wasn't really a mainstream thing to do.
Yeah.
You know,
it wasn't talked
about a while
ago.
It wasn't talked about. And I just think now it is. And yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I love that.
Lastly, I'll share my last hot take, which is that Krispy Kreme donuts are better than any gourmet, artisanal, you know, handmade donut you can find.
Yeah.
I would rather have a Krispy Kreme. Like,
Krispy Kremes are so good.
Krispy Kreme. There is something about those donuts, probably all the sugar and the fried, whatever, but I haven't had one in a while. And, like, as I'm talking about it, it's going to be a must, you know, sometime soon.
It's like the width of them.
They're fluffy,
not too,
and like,
but they're not too fluffy. They're not too big and they're not too small. They're like the perfect width.
They're the perfect size.
Oh, come on, Crispy. Can you make plant-based donuts, please?
And they're perfect texture. Like, oh my gosh.
They literally melt in your mouth.
Yes. They are incredible.
I want a donut now.
Let's read some of your hot takes, guys.
You guys had some funny ones. Also, okay, we'll get into it as we go. Actors can be only in one movie about space travel, time travel, and World War II.
Please.
And I love this. I think that's the best take. Because some are just in every single one.
No, it's got to go. We don't need all. Also, like, we don't need Bradley so many.
Cooper. Bradley Cooper. I feel like he's in literally every single movie there is about war, space. Maybe he's not, but maybe there's like five white men in Hollywood that like kind of look the same and are kind of in the same movies and kind of play
like
the same
a little
role.
Rugged, like brunette, messy hair. Yeah. Yeah, it's we're done. And also
like
stop,
ugly hot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Stop making sequels to really quite literally everything.
Yes.
Stop making that. Like, I'm done. Even with Stranger Things, I'm like, don't make another one.
No.
I love you guys. I love Stranger Things. I actually really enjoyed the last season, but just stop it.
Stop while you're ahead.
Stop while you're ahead.
Don't
stop making
Don't
sequels.
Live long enough to become the villain. Die while you're a legend.
Yes. I think there are so many, what's the word? Not franchises, but series or whatever movies that just they keep
so
going. And I'm like, you've ruined it.
Yes, you've absolutely ruined it. You know who did a great job? Twilight.
They did.
They just finished it and never heard a peep from them again.
You know what I heard? That
don't tell me they're making another one.
No. I'm like, there's a reboot. No. That Will Ferrell, there was an offer to do Elf 2 for like millions and millions. And he was like, no. Like, Elf
don't
was.
Don't ruin the magic.
It is magic. We're not going to ruin it. And he literally.
Oh, I love Will.
King Will. Like, he saved us because you know it would have been shiz.
Yes.
But you know,
I will say the only good.
Home Alone.
Oh, no. I was going to say Shrek. Oh.
Okay.
Shrek
that's
2
facts.
Is so good. The soundtrack is so good.
That's true. And Home Alone 2 actually slaps as well.
There's
although
only a few.
The first one's still better. Wait. But Home Alone 3, no. They ruined it.
Can we have you seen like the Don't Worry Darling drama?
Yes, and Kemper's been trying to explain it to me, and I'm a little lost. There's so much going on. I don't know what's happening.
Me and JC established like I'm into celebrity gossip as in like movie stars and like musicians, and I know so much shockingly about it, and you know so much about social media stars. Like,
yes, TikTok
JC
drama.
Like, oh yeah, have you heard about this? I'm like, no, how do I see that? I don't even know where to go for that. But anyways, I won't get into all the drama because it's like too much, and honestly, not a lot of it's that based, I don't think. Some of it's like, oh, Harry spit on Chris
Okay,
Pine.
I saw that. Is that real?
I don't think so. I don't, like, why would he spit on him in the middle? I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that seems a bit far-fetched.
But a lot of people like commented on our, you know, put in a answer to the question box that we put. And a lot of them were Harry Styles, I don't get him. Like, I think Harry Styles is overrated. And I'm starting to see the trend of a troll happen to Harry Styles. And it's kind of breaking my heart. Because
like they've built him up so far.
Yep, you put them on a pedestal.
It happens to everyone.
Oh my gosh, he's out. He's like ethereal. Like he's not of this world. He's amazing. He's perfect. He's so respectful. He's like, he is the best man in the world.
How stressful would it be to get to that point?
Yes, they put you on a pedestal. And then when you show up a little bit human, like now people like,
they break you down.
Harry, how could you? You're a horrible actor. They're starting to troll him. And it's like, I pray the internet doesn't turn on him. Just like, just let him be. And they do that with
I'm sorry, but it happens to everyone. I don't know if I know one. Like, you just always wait for the demise because people, that's why I'm not joking. I'm like, I do not want the Kendall Jenner stuff to go much further because it's going to freaking happen to me too.
Yes.
People are going to turn, well, they've already turned on me, but like.
They've turned their backs.
No, it's like certain people just start trolling you once something gets like enough attention. And it's so hard to see in the moment when someone's rising to fame. You're like, there's no way it would happen to them. And it somehow does.
Yes.
You know who I'm like? And I do not wish it upon them. This is who I'm talking about where I'm like, I can't see it. I cannot picture
Hailey
it happening. I feel like she's already gone through her downfall and she's having her.
Same with
like,
Justin Bieber.
She's almost having her revenge era right now where she's like, yeah, you guys, I'm a freaking cool, normal
she's
girl.
She's in her reputation,
guys,
Taylor Swift
She
era.
Is. And she's like, you guys have bullied me for years.
Yes.
And look at me shine. And we love that for Hailey. Have you seen like Kirsten and Erica Titus?
Yes.
On TikTok, like they've blown up and they have like millions of followers now. And I see them all the time on my For You page.
They're so wholesome.
They're so wholesome. And what I'm saying is I'm like, if you guys turn your backs on that, I'm going, like if you find something, some reason to ruin their lives, I'm like, I almost said something very bad, that I will be pissed. Like, yes. Stop doing that. Yes. And that's what I'm scared for. It's like, I get scared for creators' mental health, especially when they're, Kirsten's not super young, Erica's younger, but I'm just like, I hate when like young girls, just like everyone is obsessed with them, brings them to this like level of fame, to just hype them up and then just freaking tear them down.
Yes, they can't wait.
They just, for them. they wait for one moment and yep. they tear them to shreds.
Yep.
I'm so over it.
I'm so over it as well.
I feel like maybe people are getting like tired of it, because I feel like people have tried to do that to Charlie and it hasn't really worked. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
There's like, truly, Charlie, there's nothing you can say.
Like, what are you going to say?
She's too nice and cute.
Yeah.
She's too good of a dancer.
I mean. No, people find something.
Yeah.
But it is so. Just hate it.
Your turn.
I don't love Devin and Kendall together. He's too wholesome for that family. What do you mean wholesome?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are you thinking that the Kardashians are like witches or something? Like that one conspiracy?
Oh, great.
I feel like, I mean, not to stereotype, but he's in the NBA. Like, I feel like he's not seen so a couple wholesome. Things.
Yeah.
He's wholesome, like, looking. Like, he looks wholesome.
Like a sweetie boy.
And his Instagram's wholesome. I don't know if you guys heard about the girl, the Suns players, but I have a feeling Devin's not as wholesome as we believe him to be.
I think that he matches Kendall's vibe very well. Almost perfectly. Like, yeah. I feel like they have very similar energy. It matches to me. Like,
tell me what about Kendall is like not wholesome.
Yeah, because I was going to say she seems the most wholesome of all of them to me, yeah. Where she like likes to stay home and paint and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I could never picture him with Kylie. They are not the right vibe for each other. Mm-hmm. But Devin and Kendall make sense to me.
Yes.
I'm a big fan.
Typing in lowercase is not aesthetic.
Oops. And
I'm going to have to disagree.
Lock me up. Take me to jail.
Take me away, boys. I'm going to have to disagree with that.
100%.
I know it's a hot take, but you can't argue with facts. It just looks better.
It looks better. It does.
And maybe that's the millennial in us.
I feel like Gen Z never capitalizes.
True.
Sound off in the comments. we'd love to know. All newborn babies are ugly.
Kind of true. Every newborn baby except for your own. Because you truly will believe that your newborn... Like, when Case came out, I was like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. There's no part of you that's like, this is ugly.
But I was going to say, I thought Case was cute too when I saw him.
Yeah, it's
but
like then, you know them.
But then you look back at pictures of every baby, and maybe it's just because they get so significantly more cute.
I look back at pictures of baby when, or pictures of Case when he was just born.
He's
I'm
not
like,
the same human.
Who is that? No, that's not what he looked like
to
me.
No, he's not the same person.
He looks like so, I think it's just when you know what they look like now, they look underdeveloped. That's what I've established. Anytime I look at baby pictures of like a little kid that I know or like a toddler, I'm like, you look weird as a baby.
Yeah, that's true.
You look underdeveloped.
That makes sense.
So, like Nick's always like, change your background because it's a picture of Case when he's like a newborn baby. I'm like, no, he looks so sweet. He's like, he doesn't even look like that. He looks freaking weird in that photo. Taking out small earrings with long nails should be an Olympic sport.
Facts. If that is not
and doing necklaces, truth. Clasping necklaces.
No, it is true. How are we feeling about long nails?
I was going to say, I'm
your
out.
Team short. I'm out. It's going to be a no from me, dog.
I'm out now because it's gotten, I think I've just had enough. Like, it's just, I just go through waves, you know, everything's up and down. I'll go back to the acrylic someday, but right now I just need the short nails. And honestly, I need to paint them. But they need a breather, first of all. And second of all, they're just so much easier to do stuff.
Yeah, it is. Mine are a lot shorter right now.
Yeah, yours are real, like
and
the perfect
length. They're perfect right now for me. Mm-hmm. But they were way too long. You know when you go weeks and they're just like getting incredibly long? I think I'm very much over that era of the long, long nails. It's like I've said, I like having longer nails because my hands are kind of just like small and short. And so I like lengthening the fingers a little.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
We will see.
You know, the only thing that really keeps me going in terms of like short nails can be cute.
What?
Kim Kardashian, I swear, like never has acrylics.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She always has short nails. So she has like beautiful
hands. Kendall mostly has short nails too.
Yeah.
Doesn't she?
Yeah.
I can't picture
her.
She's
like been doing
long
like longer nails every once in a while. Like I'll see her nail artist like post stuff.
Mm. Trying to picture her nails at the moment.
Kylie, on the other hand. Kylie goes claws.
Kylie
to the
goes
claws.
So does Chloe. Chloe yes. goes long claws. If there's one thing the holiday season does, it sneaks up on you. And that is a fact. Why don't we try and prepare now? You know what I'm saying? If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready for the insane holiday season. I literally feel like no matter what your job is, it's busier during the holidays. And if you have not started preparing for the chaos of holiday mailing and shipping, you're already falling behind, unfortunately. Luckily, Stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You basically get access to the USPS and UPS services that you need to run your business right from your computer. Very, very convenient. And with inflation on the rise, love that. Every dollar counts, so protect your margins with major discounts on USPS and UPS rates, which is up to 86% off, which is awesome.
Stamps.com is an awesome stress-free solution for every small business. You can use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. And if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through Stamps.com dashboard. Rates are constantly changing, but with Stamps.com switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates so you know you're getting the best deal every single time. And if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all the major shopping carts and marketplaces. So get ahead of the holiday chaos this year. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code WHATWESAID for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code WHATWESAID. We're going to take a quick break to talk about our favorite sponsor, BetterHelp.
Sometimes during times, you know, when you're struggling with your mental health or you're kind of in a spiral or a negative cycle, it's easy to focus on problems instead of solutions. I have definitely been there many, many times before, and I'm sure I will be there in the future at some point too. And it can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there is no better feeling. And a therapist can really help you become a better problem solver, making it just easier for you to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. Because sometimes there are so many things in our life that stop us from reaching our goals. And it's not that we're like lazy or unmotivated. It's that we're overwhelmed by certain things in our life that maybe we just need to talk about, you know, and start working through. So therapy can be extremely helpful for that. And also if you're intimidated by therapy because you don't want to like sit in a waiting room and go and meet someone new in person and have to drive there and like have it be this big thing on your schedule, I think doing it virtually can be extremely helpful, especially if you're just trying to dip your toes in. So that is why we highly recommend BetterHelp.
Personally, therapy has helped me through many things in my life, especially life-changing or just any kind of changes in life that seem overwhelming or, you know, maybe you just need to vent about and work through. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's accessible, affordable, and entirely online. You can get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists anytime that you want to. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can help you get there. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
Okay.
Your turn.
Clean girl aesthetic is toxic and annoying.
Like, what is clean girl aesthetic? Because I think of clean girl aesthetic as just like slicking back your hair and not wearing that much makeup.
That's kind of what I think of it too. I think of it as slicked back bun, gold hoops, neutral sets. I guess maybe where I could see where she's coming from is like everything has to be like neutral and perfect and mm-hmm. It's just like not realistic maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. Here's what we need to realize though. If you do not like an aesthetic, don't do it. Like, yeah.
Don't participate.
Clear. It's very simple. Like there are certain trends or aesthetics that I'm just like, no, like I will never do that.
Yeah.
And, or I just don't like that and I will never do it. And it's like, it doesn't have to necessarily be toxic.
Yeah.
Because if someone else likes it, it's like, okay.
Also, there were so many entries, I guess, or submissions that were saying any type of shoe. They're like, I think this is ugly. If anytime there's a trending shoe, the Bostons, the Birkenstock
clogs, yeah.
Any kind of sneakers, like New Balance sneakers. Like I saw a lot of them where it's like any shoe that's trending, they hate.
Yeah.
And that's just how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things are trending and you think they're ugly.
And sometimes you're not on board yet. And sometimes capitalism gets to you and it literally convinces you that they're cute and that you need something new. And
you know what, you know what did that to me?
What?
Very unfortunately, years and years ago, the Fila sneakers, the chunky same. White Filas.
You know.
And I look back and I'm like, no. No, no, no.
Those were bad.
Those were really bad. And
they
were
really bad. And I'm like, it's so embarrassed that I wore them anywhere.
Oh, Chelsea.
And I thought it was so cute.
And I was still in my like fashion blogger era. So I'd be like with my foot out like in front of the camera. So yes. It's so in focus. And I'm just like, unfortunately. But see, are we going to look back at the clogs and be like, eesh.
I think
we will. I think I'm going to say that on record. I think we will look back at the clogs and be like, no, 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 no. Like
these babies?
I was thinking more of the other ones that are like suede.
But I think any shoe that's like underwhelming is not like, I don't see clogs and think that they're like so out there. Like to me, they're true. Like they're kind literally of going back to our roots of like being pilgrims.
True. And, like, but Nori, I feel like the Fila. But I feel like the Fila was like an ode to dad sneakers.
The Fila was very disruptive to the eye.
So. Yeah, it was those very were like big.
Different. I mean, think of how many like white sneaker trends there have been. Like even Air Forces. It's like I don't look if someone's wearing Air Forces. I'm not like as if I saw someone wearing Filas right now. I'd be like, really?
Wow, do you think? Okay. Do you think Jordans are out?
See, like those. I'm like, I just don't know if they'll ever be out necessarily.
I'm not saying out. Sorry. And again, don't. I'm just talking about our fashion taste because we have similar ish. We're the same age. I'm just saying, like, do you think that's popular right now?
I mean,
if you wear these things, I don't care. I also have Jordans and I like them and I literally wore them last week. So.
Yeah. No, I don't think.
Also, I have to ask Chelsea what's in fashion and what's not because she's always a year ahead of the trends.
You know,
she's wearing Birkenstock clogs last year, guys. Yeah. And I was like, oh, those are not look good at me. And then I, of course, purchased them the following year.
I'm dead. I feel like sneakers. Okay, here's the thing. Capitalism will not let you be sustainable. They want you to buy something new. So they literally implant new trends. They'll tweak the sneaker a little bit. So it's like they'll make it so that these Jordans that you spend a lot of money on, maybe they'll be worth a lot of money like later, but they're not going to be like, you know what I mean? But also designer stuff doesn't really go out of style like stuff from Zara.
Forever 21 or something.
Also, someone said Zara is to today as Forever 21 was to 2012.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Wait, I'm trying to like internalize that. They're saying like we treat Zara right now as we did as we treated Forever 21.
Yes. And we'll look back on Zara, like wearing Zara clothes, like, oh my gosh, like I got that at Forever 21.
I don't know if I agree with that. Zara's a lot more, first of all, Zara's so pricey. I'm like, girl, I thought we were like knocking off the freaking designers. Yes. Paying $200 for boots.
Oh, don't get me started on Zara. I ordered so many. They truly have the best like kids baby clothes where you can find a lot of stuff. And it's like, oh my gosh. I ordered from them and they sent me
the wrong stuff, right?
I just have to give a shout out that your customer service was not great,
Zara. A shout out in the worst way.
In the worst shout way out, possible.
Shout out, horrible customer service.
Do better, honestly. The chat. I hate chatting. Like, get me on the phone with chatting. A human.
Yeah, that's not.
It's like a robot. It's like, can you press one? I'm sorry. I did not understand that response. I'm like, my order was wrong. Bye to my microphone. Okay, sorry. Let's do
literally two more.
Yes.
Because we gotta balance.
Oh, I was going to say, let's do fast.
Rapid fire?
Yeah, rapid fire.
Okay.
Like, let's not say anything. Just read them.
Okay. Pumpkin spice is not worth the hype.
Disney World is so fun as an adult and we need to stop making fun of Disney adults.
We have to say something. Like, I have to agree.
Facts.
Yeah.
Just stop making fun of people, honestly. Just
let people like what they like. Olive Garden breadsticks actually taste horrible. I don't care about the unlimited refills.
I'm going to say one thing. There's not many like pieces of bread or bread items that I've tried that I haven't liked.
Unless it's drier than the Sahara Desert, I will be eating it. Yeah. And literally moldy, give it to me.
Yeah. Discussions around pop culture are more interesting than the moments themselves. 100%.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Yay. Gossip is not a bad thing. It helps foster connections between two people who are gossiping.
Thank you for the validation, queen. Age gaps greater than 5 years in relationships are weird.
Depends how old you are.
Yeah.
And I stand by that. Chick-fil-A isn't good. It's just their service that's amazing. I have no say in the matter.
I love Chick-fil-A. I'm a Chick-fil-A stan, unfortunately for you. Board games give me the ick. Why does that kind of make me laugh?
I love a good board game.
Same.
Like, you mean watching people play board games, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, this one, as dog owners. Okay, dog owners are worse than cat owners. Let their job... Oh my gosh, I literally cannot read. Okay. Dog owners are worse than cat owners. They let their dogs jump all over you, etc. And I honestly kind of have to agree.
People let their dogs jump on you?
Well, dog owners are worse than cat owners because most people assume, I'm speaking because this is literally what I do, that other people like dogs. So they'll like let their dogs just go up and like say hi. And most people do like dogs. But you don't think about the few people who are scared or who just don't like dogs.
I was going to say, I'm kind of the opposite, to be honest with you. I assume everyone is not a dog person unless they give me the indication that they like want a pet lady.
Really?
I mean, she's very small, so it's like,
yeah,
what is she going to do to them anyway? But if she like starts going over to sniff someone, I like pull her back. I'm just like, yeah, because I'm not much of a dog person.
I do so that too. Don't get me wrong. I don't just let my 100 pound dog go up to random people. But you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like, especially if you go to someone's house and their dog's like jumping definitely. All over you. Not like in the street, but if they come to your house, for sure. Not many cat owners I know like will let their cat literally like rub up on you.
Here's the thing. This one is problematic and we need to close on it.
Wait, can I say one first then?
Sure, yeah.
The tipping system in the U.S. is out of control.
It has got to stop.
No, this is capitalism again. Okay. They need to pay their workers more because
this is...
Again, no. It's like help our workers make more money.
It's like you like, help them.
You help them. Pay them.
Yes.
They didn't do anything for me. I'm so sorry. And I literally... I believe in karma, so I always tip them.
Same.
But I literally am sick of it. Like, don't give me the option.
No.
Because I will tip.
Of course. I tip every time and I always will, but it's annoying. Like,
yeah.
Especially when you are just buying like a simple drink or like croissant and it's like literally you have to pay $2 extra for what?
Yes. And sometimes.
But the thing is, I feel the same where I'm like, well, I want to support them. It's not like I'm like. Because people, whenever we say like, well, they didn't do anything for us, people are like, well, it's because, you know, whatever. Basically, they don't get paid enough. So I have a problem with the corporation.
Yes.
Pay your workers more.
There are certain jobs where it's like, yeah, like baristas, things like that. They're making the drink, you know, they're bringing it to your table, whatever. This is what I have a problem with. When you go shopping and you like at a little shop and you buy stuff and it's like $100 and then it'll give you the option to tip 20% to the person who checks you out. I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Like, I have
you're right. It's like they're genuinely not providing
a
service.
I have to tip you $20 or I have to push like custom tip and give you a couple dollars. Like, this is weird.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel taken advantage of when they turn it and it's like 20% of like random things. So I'm like, what?
Have you seen the TikToks where they like turn around and they just like stare at you? Like, stare so deeply into your eyes, you're like, great.
Yes.
Has to do the most. Someone said that there should be an extra fee to take a baby on a plane. No one wants them to be there.
Awesome.
Here's the thing. No.
This is.
We cannot be thinking like this.
No, this is literally what I had written down and then I decided not to get into it because I just didn't want to get into it. You can have your choice of living a baby-free kid-free life. You don't have to have kids if you don't want to. You cannot decide to have a baby in child-free world. You can't change the world. Like, if it's a public place, you have to let kids be able to be in that space because they have just as a right, like, just because they're younger than you. Should I say, I don't want, your face is so ugly and distracting, like, you are not, like, you should pay an extra fee because it's annoying? You know what I mean? It's like, just because kids are annoying.
Right. It's like, I know a lot of adults that are very annoying.
So
as
should
well.
I do you extra fee because you took your shoes off on the plane?
Yeah, because I saw your dogs out on the plane. Honestly, pay me $50. That's facts.
Venmo me directly.
That is so true. And
also,
it's like,
again, in the name
there's
of
still
feminism.
A person. There's the baby is still a person. And I get it. Oh my gosh. I remember I'm sure I'm going to get canceled for it eventually. I remember I made a video of like a baby screaming bloody murder.
No.
Like behind me on a plane once.
I do remember
on Instagram.
That.
And I was just like, it was just me like sitting there being like, this is so annoying basically. And I was a young teen and, you know, I was probably like 18 when I made that. And I remember posting it, and I remember a few people were like, oh, I just feel so bad for the parents. And I was like, that's freaking annoying.
Yeah.
And now just like the older I get, the more perspective I have, I do feel that way. When a baby's crying on a plane, sure, it is annoying, but I feel more for the parents because I'm like, they do not want their kid to be screaming. Like, and the kid is also a human being who's a person. Also, I am very much in favor of you traveling with your kids, showing your kids new experiences. Like, you have to remember, you were once a child.
Yes.
So are you not allowed to, like, if your parents wanted to take you on a trip, should they not be allowed to do that? Yeah. Or they have to pay extra? It's just like,
can keep certain things just for adults. It's like, I saw this TikTok and all the comments were like, yeah, but like pubs and bars should be just adults. Like, yeah, we can definitely, you can have places where it's like, this is adults only, and people know that it's just adults. But you can't have like public transportation just for adults. You can't have like things like that, because guess what? That doesn't just affect the kid. That affects the mom and the parents. And mostly, most of the time, it is the mom who's like, you know, with the kid all the time. And so say a mom wants to go on a trip, but she has a child. Like, so you don't think that the mom should be able to travel? Because what if she can't find and afford somebody to watch her child for her? And then she has to, there's so much that goes into it. It's like,
yes,
you cannot exclude kids, because that also excludes the parents, aka mostly, and I'm not trying to be sexist, it's just the statistics, that's mostly moms. So then you're also excluding moms,
and
that's rude AF. And also it's like, again, that's not very like feminist. Like, let's bring each other up and like support each other. It's like, you're literally making them stay at home because you don't want their kids in restaurants, you don't want their kids like on public transportation, you don't want their kids anywhere but the park.
Right, which again, doesn't even raise well-rounded kids who get to be out in the world.
Yeah, then you're just raising kids. Like, then you have kids who never, like you said, get world experience or like outside. They're just stuck. Literally, they're forced to just stay inside because everyone thinks they're annoying.
No, that's going to be enough for me. And I'm not even much of like a, well, that sounds rude. Like
a kid's person.
I'm not like a baby person. Like, I'm not like even so obsessed with babies and kids, but like, even I'm like,
that's rude.
That's just rude. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening to our hot takes episode.
Wow, we got fired up.
We got fired up. I'm actually so mad that we didn't record that episode, the video of that.
Yeah.
Ugh, guys, like, we need to post on TikTok, little clips on TikTok, but we need a better setup.
I know.
And we haven't had the time to like figure out what the vibe is.
So much to do, so little time.
It's true.
This leaves on such a stressful note. Like,
wow. We have
no time to do anything.
This podcast is going downhill quick.
No, I do want to record it, but we just need, I think my problem is I want. There's multiple steps to get there.
There's multiple steps to get there. And my problem is a lot of times I just want to go 0 to 100. So I'm like, we need a set. We need lighting. And it's like, maybe we should just put the vlog camera up and go to town. I don't know. But
well, I'll have to tell you something after we get off the pod about what my therapist said about that.
Okay, I would love to hear your insight. Also, in other news, Leif texted me, I just woke up. So that's great. It's 9 p.m.
Oh,
amazing. I texted him, like, can you get us food? I just woke up. That'll be fun. You won't sleep tonight. Love that. Okay, anyway, make sure to go follow us on Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. And you can be involved in our story episodes, write in for advice, write in for these, you know, unpopular opinions type episodes. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.